As we laboured, we watched also, hoping that it would never return, for then we would be sure the three had made good their bid for freedom. Our new Captain Hydrad used his spear butt instead of a whip. Any beast caught gazing at the sea got badly beaten by him. Yet still we took the chance to scan the horizon whenever we could. Then one morning it happened. Small at first, a mere dot out in the dawn light. But as it drew nearer, every slave felt silent. That ship, the Sea Scab, like a great dark bird of ill omen, was returning. We were swiftly marched down to the pier and jetty by the fjord. Messengers were sent to the fortress. King Agenu was carried out on a litter, for he has become too heavy to walk on that false leg of his. Captain Hydrad estimated that the Sea Scab would make land on the flood tide and sail up the fjord. Spear-carrying rat guards, freshly uniformed, were lined up along the route of the fortress. We slaves were forced to kneel at the fjord edge in rows. Instructions were given. It was our honour to receive a day off work. And we were told that when the Sea Scab docked, we were to keep chanting.
Hail, Princess Curda! Hail, Prince Blood! Hail, Agenu, King of all Rift God!
What choice does a slave have? As soon as Hydrad laid about one or two with his spear butt, we started the hateful chant. The sandbars and shallows at the estuary were deep under the running flood tide. The Sea Scab sailed into the fjord smoothly. Some of the slaves were weeping openly. I felt a lead weight inside my chest. Mental images of the three escapers being dragged in chains from the ship invaded my mind. Then I saw Triss the Squirrel Maid. She was holding a magnificent sword. She was actually smiling. The hairs on my rudder still stand up when I think of how she raised that sword and yelled,
"Freedom!"
The deck became suddenly alive with warriors. Not vermin, but hares, otters, shrews and a massive young badger holding a battle axe. Triss swung over the side on a rope, shouting,
"Agenu, I am Triskar's sword maid. I have returned."
Then the warriors poured off the ship, which had the word freedom painted in large letters along its side. Agenu called to his guards to engage the newcomers. Caught up in the fantastic moment, I found myself yelling, "Freedom!" and rushing the guards who stood over us with whips. Then something heavy hit the back of my neck and I went down. Captain Hydrad was standing over me with his spear point at my throat. I was going to die. Magic happened then. I saw Hydrad's eyes roll up to the whites as he gave a sigh, let go of the spear and fell across me. A sea otter like myself pushed Hydrad's body off me. He had the nicest smile as he held out his paw and said,
"Sorry about that, miss. I meant him to fall the other way.